620 on 720 WGN. Pete McMurray, Jane Manzouris. President Trump tweeted a GIF of himself taking down a person whose head was replaced by the CNN logo at a WWE match. Just reading that out loud is ridiculous.
I mean, I thought, I really saw it yesterday, and I woke up this morning, and I knew it was on our list to talk about. I thought, that didn't really happen. Nobody
does that.
It did.
It was tweeted out yesterday, I want to say, around 8 a.m. Yeah, when I first saw it.
And somebody on Twitter yesterday pointed out that, isn't wrestling fake?
It is. Joining us from ABC News is Rick Klein. Rick, his supporters loved this, didn't they?
Well, I can confirm it's real. This is real life, yes. And his supporters do love it. And I think that's actually an interesting insight, because there's been a big debate, kind of infamous debate after the election. Should you take the president seriously or literally? And I think no one would really take professional wrestling literally. But I think taking this imagery even seriously raises pretty profound questions about the presidency and appropriate conduct. And this is just, you know, another new low in communications, and a president who seems to be eating it up every step of the way.
Well, he likes to put himself as the underdog. And if he's fighting against fake news and CNN, people are going to see him as the underdog. So he has something to fight against his entire presidency.
Boom. I think that's exactly it. I think he looks at the media as a useful foil. And I think he uses opportunities like this to joust against what he sees as unfair coverage. And again, his supporters like it. And that isn't to excuse it, but it explains a lot of the president's mindset with this. And he enjoys this fight. And he brings him back to a comfort zone when he is jousting publicly with the news media.
Right. And it makes him look like the underdog. But Jane brought up a great point. What was his mindset when he told someone to edit this video? Hey, I got a great idea. Let's do this. I know we got to worry about Obamacare and getting people jobs, but let's try to put together this video and send it out.
And he's meeting Putin later.
Right. Oh, that's right. He's meeting Putin this week.
A couple things to worry about. I can't get in the mindset. I think we make a mistake when we look for strategy, because I think this is a president who is very tactical, moment by moment. What is going to get him past the crisis of the moment? What is that's going to make him feel better, frankly, about whatever fight he's engaged in? And I don't think he looks down the road and says, oh, if I do this, then that will happen. I think he is just much more kind of visceral, like a professional wrestler, maybe. It's just that he's looking for the roar of the crowd approval, and he's looking to play the good guys versus the bad guys.
So he had said that this is his way of being a quote-unquote modern-day president. But when you're posting something on Twitter, that is a public app. So I would think in today's age, you know, when Hillary had the big problem with the public server and doing all her emails that way, that was a private server of her own, but it wasn't guarded by the government. Well, Twitter is not guarded by any sort of security or government. Who's to say that, you know, he puts these things out there that somebody can't come in and do other things with Twitter because it's not private?
Nobody's to say
so
that.
So why is it okay?
Because we can't stop him.
The president's the president, exactly. I mean, people have been saying throughout this, and I think they make a good point, this is not presidential behavior. And I agree, it's not presidential behavior. But you know what? Guess who gets to decide if it's presidential or not? The president. So it's the strangest type of story, and it's unlike any that I've ever covered when you have that situation, because I think the point you make is exactly valid, that this is scary and this is dangerous and this is potentially problematic, but none of it actually matters because the president can do it and there really is no policing the president's own actions.
We are talking with Rick Klein from ABC News about President Trump's tweet yesterday, where a GIF of himself taking down a person whose head was replaced by the CNN logo at a WWE match. I've always said that if you're going to post something on Facebook or Twitter, you got to wait a beat. He is the president. He's probably the most powerful man. He is the most powerful man on the planet. You would think he would have a team of people saying, Mr. President, maybe this isn't such a good idea right now to release this video. Does he have those people? And if he does, are they listening? Is he listening to them?
The fact is he does not. He does not have people that are able to tell him, no, Mr. President. I mean, there are people that offer that advice all the time. But that's different than being able to actually say no I don't think that's a good idea. If he was listening to those people, this wouldn't be happening. I think he would have shut down Twitter a long time ago.
Right.
If he was listening to his own, you know, just his own advisors on these questions. So that makes it a problematic storyline to follow, because there's not like there's anyone who thinks this is really working for him other than himself.
Rick, I don't know if you want to or even can, but give us a behind-the-scenes feel of what's happening in this media pool before you get out to the public, before you start writing your stories or talking to people on the radio or on the TV. What do you guys all kind of, what's the hubbub in your circles when things like this come out?
Well, I think it raises an immediate and sometimes urgent question about, you know, does this need a kind of formal response, and are they attacking, and is there some security situation that we should be worried about in the immediate term? Once you get beyond that, I think there's a kind of collective shrug and sometimes giggle in saying, what is it that the president's doing exactly? And then, you know, getting down to the business, we have a job to do. And I think you saw CNN's response to this, which is we'll continue to do our job. We hope the president does his. And I feel like for most of us, for most of my colleagues, I would say, we approach this as from the standpoint of, we want to go out and do our jobs every day. And
right.
There's always going to be people that criticize it, and there's people that think they're doing it the wrong way, but we just have to keep plugging away at it.
Rick Klein, ABC News. Thank you, Rick.
Hey, thank you.
All right. President Trump, I retweeted that yesterday if you want to grab that off my Twitter feed, at Pete McMurray. Not presidential behavior. It's not presidential behavior, but this is Donald Trump we're talking about. And this has been his behavior since he's been in office.
It's been his behavior since he's been this celebrity, you know, he's a media person.
He's a bully. That's what he is. He bullies people.
Well, then you can go back and watch history of, yeah, I mean, if he's bullying people, even in real estate, probably.
But we've come to accept this now, and this shouldn't be acceptable behavior of the president of the United States. And every weekend we get a crazy tweet. But when I saw that video yesterday, and I follow him because we get crazy stuff every single weekend. And when I saw it, I thought to myself, really? Yeah. This is the president. Shouldn't he have other things to worry about?
Well, is he taking his eye off the ball? Is he losing focus on what we all want him to be focused on?
Well, he's positioning himself as an underdog, mm-hmm. that the media is out to get him. And as you do that, people will follow you.
Yeah, but we get it. Okay, so do you have to take the next step and post a video? I would say no,
but I'm a normal person. I don't think he's that normal.
But I don't know. I get it. He wants to communicate with people directly, and he's using Twitter to do that. I don't know that social media is the right way when you're president of the United States. Maybe for Pete McMurray.
I would love to be in that meeting where the tweet goes out and his team says, okay, Mr. President, what were you thinking? Or, hey, saw your tweet today. Wow. Who put that together?
That was great. Melania did it.
Mr. President, maybe next time release it on a Tuesday instead of a Sunday morning before the talk shows. Maybe you do that. I don't know. This is the president.
What does Melania say? They're sitting down for dinner.
She doesn't say anything. They don't even talk to each other. I don't even think she likes him anymore. But again, and I've said this before, I want a president who is smarter than me. I don't think he is smarter than me. That's what upsets me.
Politically or tweet-wise?
Right. All of it. Okay. It's 6:29 at 7:20 WGN.